Tomorrow, a ninth grader from the Northeast Kingdom will testify at the State House that Vermont should do what many other states have already done, adopt a Latin motto. Angela Kubicki hatched the idea last year while she was studying classic literature and language. It's unleashed a flood of nasty and ill-informed comments on social media. But as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, that's just strengthened Kubicki's resolve.
Salvete omnes mihi nomen est. Angela means hello everyone, because, you know, got to have the endings on it, and then Angela.
That's how Angela Kubicki would introduce herself if she were speaking to Roman legislators. She's a freshman at St. Johnsbury Academy, where she's taking an advanced Latin course online. In a conference room at the Academy, she's prepping for this week's State House testimony with Roy Starling, the teacher from nearby Riverside School who helped her launch her motto campaign last year. When she was his eighth-grade Latin student, Starling told her that colonial Vermont once minted its own one-cent coin.
And it became the common currency of all of New England. And on this coin, there was a short Latin saying that we thought we might want to have be Vermont's motto. So it says, Stella Quarta Decima. And it's got an I with rays coming off it. And Stella Quarta Decima means 14th star.
Symbolizing Vermont as the 14th state to join the Union. Kubicki added the final word, fulgiat, to say, let the 14th star shine bright. But things took a dark turn when her proposal went viral on Facebook and immigration opponents blasted a Latin American motto for an American state. Kubicki finds such ignorance and bigotry appalling, but motivating.
I think it showed how important this motto could be to our state, because we really don't really teach the classics anymore. And I think if this motto has brought the classics back into the light, so just keep that torch burning, you know?
That's what the bill's sponsor, Senate Minority Leader Joe Benning, plans to do.
Since it has been introduced and everything has happened, this has become a mission for me. I'm bound and determined now to get this through for this girl, and I really think it has become a golden opportunity to showcase the best and the brightest of the kids who are being taught in Vermont.
Kubicki has heard complaints that votes like this are trivial, but she thinks a Latin motto is more historically significant than, say, another pending question for lawmakers, whether or not the state dog should be a beagle.
Cave canem.
Translation, beware the dog. But Kubicki is not really afraid that her proposal will be dismissed as just another trivial pursuit. She's confident Vermont lawmakers will make the 14th star shine, at least under the neoclassical golden dome. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.
And Kubicki will be at the State House tomorrow to testify to the Senate Government Operations Committee about the bill.